This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV. Five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert with Grace the Rescue Dog here in the barn again today. Topic number five, Tucker Carlson. I like Tucker Carlson. He's willing to say what he thinks. He's willing to run counter to the official narrative in a lot of stories. But within the last few days, he's been very critical of Christians who support Israel's policies in the war against Hamas, telling us that we've lost the thread. Carlson invited Palestinian Christian Reverend Dr. Munther Isaac for a talk on his online program, and he criticized Christian leaders in the United States for not being more critical of the destruction in Gaza. Now, Isaac is a pastor in the mainly Arabic city of Bethlehem. Carlson had earlier noted that an Israeli strike destroyed a Greek Orthodox church compound in October, killing at least 17 people. Calls for a ceasefire have grown louder here in recent weeks since the misidentification led to a strike on World Central Kitchen's aid convoy, leaving 7 people dead, 1 American, 3 Brits. I talked about that on Monday. But of course, as I mentioned on Monday, the evidence now points to Hamas baiting the IDF into that strike, deliberately confusing things so that civilians were destroyed when that World Central Kitchen's aid convoy was hit. And the church that he was referring to, St. Porphyrius Church in Gaza, was damaged when a nearby Hamas site was hit. Yes, 17 civilians were killed, but it's been known for at least 10 years. And this is according to the Greek Orthodox Bishop Alexios, that Hamas has in the past used church property for launching rockets. And this is part of the problem that Israel faces in Gaza. Look, Tucker Carlson is an intelligent man. He's a student of history. But it appears to me that his reading of history has not included a lot about Islamic history and the Muslim way of conducting warfare. There are no rules of engagement. If you are fighting for Allah, everything is on the table, including using civilians as human shields, as has been demonstrated again and again in this war. From the perspective of Hamas, civilian casualties are a good thing because it ratchets up world pressure on the government of Israel, something that Hamas is not able to do with its military, which is obviously at a strong disadvantage when it comes to fighting in the open with the IDF. That's why they don't do it. That's why they have taken the millions of dollars of aid that have flowed into Gaza and used it to build this elaborate network of tunnels, many of them beneath hospitals, schools, mosques, and what have you. It's absolutely disgusting, but this is who Hamas is, and Tucker Carlson should be smart enough to know this. I'm sorry, but in this case, Tucker Carlson is wrong. Yes, we condemn wanton slaughter of civilians. That's what Hamas is doing. Israel is going to extraordinary lengths in this conflict to avoid it, and when something does go wrong, as it will, when Hamas adopts this tactic of striking against civilians and then hiding behind civilians, there's no way to avoid, sadly, civilian casualties. Meanwhile, the withdrawal from Gaza by the IDF appears to be temporary, just regrouping either for the final assault against the southernmost city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip, or perhaps repositioning soldiers against what may be Iran's retaliation for the bombing of its consulate in Damascus. We shall see. Topic number four, Ukraine. The Pentagon announced Tuesday that it's delivered thousands of small arms seized from a shipment intended for the Houthis in Yemen, along with more than 500,000 rounds of ammunition. U.S. military believes these arms were supplied by Iran, and it's been tracking these illegal shipments to the Houthis via waters, the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and so forth. U.S. Central Command said the arms were delivered to Ukrainian forces last week. More than 5,000 AK-47s, some machine gun sniper rifles, RPG-7s, and over 500,000 rounds of 7.62-millimeter ammunition. The Pentagon's been warning for some time now that it's running out of weapons for Ukraine, having just months left in approved supplies. And, of course, the $60 billion the Biden White House wants for Ukraine is being held up in the House by House Republicans. Now, Ben Shapiro reported or posted to X yesterday that the underlying question in the political fight over aid to Ukraine is whether we want Putin to absorb Ukraine into Russia. Now, I hadn't planned coming into today to be critical of both Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro in the same program, but I'm sorry, Ben, that is not the underlying question when it comes to Ukraine. The underlying question is, why is Ukraine's border with Russia any more our business than, say, our border with Mexico would be Russia's business? We don't want Putin to absorb Ukraine into Russia, but frankly, unless we are willing to call Putin's bluff on thermonuclear, the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which I am not for Ukraine, then sadly, there's just a matter of time before the West admits that Russia has already won this war. Topic number three, Trump on the right to life. Boy, if today's program doesn't get us at least demonetized, I'm not sure what will. Another issue dividing conservatives and especially Christians is former President Trump's statement on abortion last week. Been trying to process this before giving a hot take, which are usually wrong, at least in my case. Trump said last week on a statement posted to Truth Social that he believes abortion should be left to the states, the legalization of it, that is, or banning of it, and that in vitro fertilization should continue to be available to people who want it. He'd previously indicated he would publish his statement on abortion. This is a large departure from the federal ban that a lot of Christians would like to see. The Biden campaign immediately accused Trump of wanting to ban all abortions for everybody all the time, which is not exactly what Trump said, but it does indicate that the Biden campaign plans to make this a major issue, if not the defining issue of the upcoming presidential election. Now, some Christians are very critical of President Trump for not calling for a federal abortion ban. And I get that. I understand that. Life begins at conception. And so termination of a life after conception, what else do you call it but murder? That makes the question of in vitro fertilization very difficult for some people who desperately want to have their own biological children. I understand that this is not an easy issue. But look, it was through Donald Trump that the imaginary constitutional right, because it's not in the Constitution, Roe v. Wade, you know, this constitutional right to terminate unborn children was overturned, and that legal issue sent back to the states. And according to the United States Constitution, that's where it should be, because any power not specifically granted to the federal government in the Constitution, according to the Constitution, belongs to the states. And the decentralization of power away from Washington, D.C. and into the state capitals is what was intended by the framers of the Constitution. I'm not saying I support abortion. That is exactly not what I'm saying. Again, life begins at conception. But what President Trump did is what the Constitution says. His position exactly fits the United States Constitution. The battleground over this issue is in the state capitals, not Washington, D.C., and that's how the Constitution was drafted. But sadly, this issue is so polarizing that it may just be one more factor in the coming dissolution of these once great United States. Topic number two, the Terminator scenario. The world could encounter major disasters before the use of artificial intelligence-driven weapons is regulated in a proper way. This is according to the Turing Award-winning scientist Jeffrey Hinton, who's a pioneer of the technology. He's a former engineer for Google, quit the company last year. He compared the use of AI-driven technology or lethal autonomous weapon systems, LAWs, for military purposes to chemical weapons deployment, warning that very nasty things will happen before the global community gets together and regulates it. That's one thing for science fiction authors or movie producers to put this on the screen in the form of the Terminators or the Cylons or the Cybermen or what have you. But when you've got a guy who's a pioneer in the field, somebody who's helped develop the technology, is sounding the alarm, we should definitely listen. Coming up, save the children. I'll explain what I mean straight ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. the new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, the tide is turning, and we're beginning to see mainstream scientists and researchers now saying, you know, maybe these puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria are not a good idea after all. According to experts from the Mayo Clinic, not right-wing conspiracy theorists here, Mayo Clinic, puberty blockers can lead to withering testicles, fertility problems, and even cancer among the trans kids who take them. This new study, not yet peer-reviewed, but again, coming from experts at the Mayo Clinic, casts doubt on the reversibility of puberty blockers, which is how they're being sold to children. Confused? Take these puberty blockers. It'll give you a pause in your development. You can go back and just start up your development again anytime you like. That was being sold without any actual research. And now the research is coming out and showing that, yeah, that's not necessarily true. I mean, advocates of what is euphemistically called gender-affirming care have been saying this is life-saving for a suicide-prone group. What research is now showing is that this is actually sterilizing these children for life and perhaps damaging their health as well. Republican lawmakers have outlawed puberty blockers and other types of transgender medical care in about 24 states here in the U.S., around the world, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Holland, U.K., among a growing list of European countries to have restricted or just stopped altogether interventions for children with gender dysphoria. Good idea, especially since counseling has better long-term benefits than this type of medical, untested, unproven medical interventions. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, is still on. You can still get 90 days full access to 24 presentations, including the last conference presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. This, and as a free bonus, access to 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the 2 Telly Award-winning films, The Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Sign up today, get 90 days access to all of this cutting-edge content at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Speaking of AI in the Terminator scenario, Joe Artis Horn this week lays out what may be the most plausible explanation or scenario for the unveiling of the image of the beast that I've seen. Deep fake technology, artificial intelligence-driven image creation. could well be the way this is rolled out. Don't miss this series of programs about the new book, the last one that Tom Horn contributed to, called Summoning the Demon, co-authored with Allie Anderson and Joe Artis Horn. The program is available right now to view at our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule, skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got a set-top box like Roku or Apple TV, coming soon, Fire TV, you can watch it right now at those outlets. You can also catch it at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app, which brings all of our content right into your smartphone or tablet and bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. We've got apps for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and links are at the website, skywatchtv.com/app. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, Sharon and I planning to go to Israel on what we're calling our arm-in-arm solidarity mission to bear witness to what has happened there without the filter of the corporate media here in the West. Our tour will involve a trip down to the Negev, visit some of the communities attacked last October 7th, 6 months ago. We'll go to Tel Aviv, visit Hostage Square. We'll also see the exhibit based on the Nova Music Festival, that music festival that was overrun by Hamas terrorists. We'll also go to Jerusalem and see the sites you'll want to see while we're there. The Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the Western Wall, and more. You can get a complete look at the itinerary at our website. This is for Sharon and me now. This is not a SkyWatch TV event, but Joe Horn very graciously allowing us to discuss it here. GilbertHouse.org/travel. GilbertHouse.org/travel. And there's a link from that page to the Lipkin Tours website where you can sign up to join us in Israel May 6th through 13th for our solidarity mission to Israel. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.